Welcome to Spanish Obsessed Beginners. I'm Rob, and in this show, I'll share with you bite-sized Spanish tips to help you on your way to fluency. It's aimed at beginner Spanish learners, but more advanced learners will also find it useful. Before I get into today's episode, I want to share with you our Fluency Phrasebook. It's a downloadable PDF of 95 Spanish phrases, which we've designed to give you a tour of the Spanish language. Through these phrases, you'll get exposed to a wide variety of Spanish grammar, from simple constructions through to advanced grammar like the subjunctive. The phrases are also useful and functional, which means you can use them in a variety of contexts, so they act as a kind of conversational crutch, which helps you to get to fluency faster. And the best thing is, it's free. Head over to SpanishObsessed.com/start to grab your free copy. On with the podcast. In this episode, we're talking about having a good time. There's one kind of weird Spanish construction which you can use to mean have a good time. I'm not going to tell it to you now. What I want you to do is listen to this dialogue and see if you can spot it. And it shouldn't really be too hard because we repeat it a lot. So listen to the dialogue and listen out for have a good time.
¿Qué tal la fiesta anoche? ¿Te la pasaste bien?
La verdad, no me la pasé muy bien. Estuvo aburrida.
¿En serio? A mí me encantó. Me la pasé bailando con mis amigas toda la noche.
Me alegra que tú sí te la pasaste bien. Yo casi ni hablé con los otros invitados.
Oh, Rob, qué pena. Lástima que no te divirtieras tan bien. Mis amigas y yo nos la pasamos súper.
Did you spot how to say have a good time? Let's listen again line by line and I'll take you through it.
¿Qué tal la fiesta anoche? ¿Te la pasaste bien?
¿Qué tal la fiesta anoche? How was the party last night? And here's the key phrase, ¿te la pasaste bien? ¿Te la pasaste bien? Literally, did you pass it well? But in this case means, did you have a good time? So here's the main structure. Pasársela bien. That's the complete infinitive. Pasársela bien. And you'll also hear pasárselo bien. And this means to have a good time. So, ¿te la pasaste bien? Means, did you have a good time?
La verdad, no me la pasé muy bien. Estuvo aburrida.
La verdad, the truth is, no me la pasé muy bien. I didn't pass it very well. I didn't have a good time. Estuvo aburrida. It was boring. So this is the opposite. No me la pasé muy bien means I didn't have a good time. You could also just say me la pasé mal. I passed it badly. I had a bad time. So you're probably thinking that la, me la pasé. What does that la refer to? Well, in this case, it's referring to la noche. The party was at night, so la noche is the night. And that is la noche, it's feminine. So you pasar la noche. You pass the night. However, Spanish speakers don't always specify what it is that you're passing. So you'll hear both lo and la. To be honest, lo is perhaps more common and is certainly used more often in Spain, whereas la is used in Latin America. So pasárselo bien o mal, to have a good time or a bad time. That lo, that's used in Spain. And pasársela bien o mal, to have a good or bad time again. That la, that tends to be used in Latin America. Neither are right or wrong. They're just slightly different uses. And mutually understood everywhere.
¿En serio? A mí me encantó. Me la pasé bailando con mis amigas toda la noche.
En serio means really. A mí me encantó. I loved it. Me la pasé bailando. I spent it dancing con mis amigas toda la noche. With my friends all night long. So in this case, me la pasé means I passed it. So it also refers to how you pass your time. Me la pasé bailando. I passed it or I spent it dancing. So you could think of this as spend time doing something. Me la pasé bailando. I spent the time dancing. But it's also got this implication of spending all of your time. So me la pasé bailando means I spent the whole night or the whole time dancing. So this pasársela or pasárselo can also be combined with the gerund, that's the bailando, the ando or endo form. And it means to spend time doing something. For example, me la pasé bailando, I spent it dancing. We heard that one already. Me la pasé pensando, I spent it thinking.
Me alegra que tú sí te la pasaste bien. Yo casi ni hablé con los otros invitados.
Me alegra que tú sí te la pasaste bien. I'm happy that you did have a good time. Yo casi ni hablé con los otros invitados. I almost didn't speak with the other guests. So this casi ni is a really great phrase to learn. And it means barely or almost not. Casi ni hablé, I barely talked, or I almost didn't talk. Casi ni me gusta, I hardly like it, I almost don't like it. Or casi ni lo veo, I can hardly see it, I almost can't see it.
Oh, Rob, qué pena. Lástima que no te divirtieras tan bien. Mis amigas y yo nos la pasamos súper.
So I just want to highlight that last phrase which Liz said. Mis amigas y yo nos la pasamos súper. So this construction of pasárselo or pasársela can be combined not just with bien or mal, but with other adjectives as well. Nos la pasamos súper. We had a super time. Nos la pasamos genial. Me la pasé terrible. You can combine it with other adjectives to describe how you passed your time. Okay, let's wrap up with a few exercises so you can practice what you've learnt in this episode. So, how could you say, I have a good time? Me lo paso bien. Or, me la paso bien. I have a good time at the party. Me la paso bien en la fiesta. I had a good time at the cinema. Me la pasé bien en el cine. I had a good time last night. Anoche me la pasé muy bien. I spent it dancing. And you could think of this as I spent the whole time dancing. Me la pasé bailando. I spent it studying. Me la pasé estudiando. And then finally, how do you ask someone? Did you have a good time? There's a couple of ways you could do this. You could say, ¿Cómo te lo pasaste? Or ¿Cómo te la pasaste? Literally, how did you spend it? Or you could say, ¿Te lo pasaste bien? Or ¿Te la pasaste bien? Did you spend it well? Did you have a good time? So now you've met this weird construction, pasárselo or pasársela, to talk about having a good or a bad time. I hope you'll actually be able to use this in your own conversations. It does take a little while to wrap your head around, so plenty of practice is probably needed. In the meantime, don't forget to head over to SpanishObsessed.com/start to claim your free fluency phrase book. And I'll see you in the next episode. Hasta luego.